Every now and again on this program, we say the following to you. Have a check around the house to make sure everything is in place in relation to fire safety. And this is actually Fire Safety Week. I want to speak to Alan Walmsley, who's Assistant Chief Fire and Rescue Officer, indeed, with the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It is Fire and Fire Safety Week here in Northern Ireland, but every day should be Fire Safety Day. There are obvious dangers in the home, and there is an increase in accidental fires in the home, and you want to address this?
Yes, Frank, you're right. This week is North-South Fire Safety Week, so we launched it on Monday from Dublin. And as you say, last year there has been an increase in the number of accidental dwelling fires across Northern Ireland. Now, last year also seen the lowest on record for fire deaths in Northern Ireland. Only four people lost their life last year, which is still four too many. But it was a significant decrease from the years before. But what we're really asking people to do this year is to stop and think about the obvious causes of fire in their home. And we're almost saying to people, it's exactly what you said, Frank, it should be every single week you're doing this, but we put our car through the MOT once a year. So we're almost asking people just to stop this week and to think about the dangers in their home. And we have looked at the stats over the last 3 years, Frank, and the three main causes have stayed the same. So hopefully some of these figures will hit home with people. In the last 3 years, we've attended 2,561 accidental dwelling fires across Northern Ireland. And the three main causes are still the same. So it's still cooking and cooking appliances, electrical and electrical appliances, and smoking. So there are the three main dangers we're trying to focus on this week.
When an electrical appliance causes a fire, what's the main set of circumstances around that?
When we start talking about electrical safety, what we're trying to say to people, it's the simple stuff, first of all. It's not overloading the sockets. It's walking around your house and making sure you're using the right adapters, etc. But it's also just checking your wiring. It's also checking some of your electrical appliances. Because what we find all too often, we attend a house fire. And, you know, house fire, it spreads so quick through the house. And we talk to so many people, and they say, if only we knew, if only we had checked that, we never thought that would have. And that's the same sort of response we get. Everybody thinks fire will never happen to them. So I say, we're asking people just to walk around their house this week. We've got additional safety information on our website. We will have officers out in the ground this week at shopping centres right across Northern Ireland. So stop and ask them questions. We'll have leaflets. We'll have information bulletins to hand out. And hopefully, if we can get everybody this week just to think a wee bit about fire safety. And really, for us, Frank, it's about stopping that fire happening. And, you know, when we look over the last few years, I think our smoke alarm message is starting to get home. And I think people are now starting to maintain their smoke alarm. They're starting to test it. It's still disappointing that we're still attending fires where there's no smoke alarm fitted. But people are starting to get that message. And the other important message they're starting to get is about their fire escape plan. Because even though fires have gone up, less people are being injured and losing their lives. So I think those sort of messages are getting across, but we really want to stop the fires at source.
Yeah, now the cooking is pretty obvious. Make sure that you're attentive to what you're doing. Don't leave things on and go away from them. Don't leave appliances switched on or close to curtains or newspapers or whatever. There's a million different pieces of good advice you could give with regards to that. If we go round the house and we see frayed wires, of course we should get an electrician to ensure that the wires aren't frayed. But if the wires are like buried under newspapers or there's a lot of coats and bags in on top of stuff, is that dangerous?
Yes, it can do. Over a period of time, if you cover any wires in your home, Frank, over a period of time you will start wearing away and damage that wire as well. And depending on what happens with local heating, if you sort of impact the wiring too much, you can build up that local heating within the cabling as well. So, again, it's just walking around that house and, you know, just checking it through. And one of the other ones, again, is smoking. You know, smoking only makes up 6% of those 2,500 fires that we have had over the last 3 years. But believe it or not, Frank, they make up 60% of the fire fatalities over the last 3 years. So 60% of the 25 people who have lost their life through smoking. So, you know, we keep pushing that message about not smoking in bed, not smoking late at night, especially if you're tired or you're on medication or, you know, you've had an alcoholic drink. It's, again, smoking is still deadly as well. Even though it's dropping and the number of people smoking is reducing, it's still deadly for the fire and rescue service.
Malcolm is saying he's got a charger that seems to be very hot when it's charging. He doesn't say whether it's a phone or what he's charging, but if something is hot when it's plugged in, is that necessarily a danger?
It can can't, like, what we say about chargers is always make sure you use the correct charger. And what we've seen recently is there's a lot of replacement chargers coming in the market. They're a lot cheaper. People are buying chargers that weren't necessarily designed for the appliance they're trying to charge. So if there will always be sometimes a sign of heat from a charger. And what we're trying to say is you shouldn't charge things overnight. You should, you know, you've heard our message a number of years ago about putting electrical appliances on overnight. We're trying to stop people using tumble dryers and washing machines, etc. overnight. So again, when it comes to chargers, there'll always be a wee small bit of heat. But if you have concerns, don't use it. And certainly, don't start packing stuff against it. And there has been a recent trend, Frank, I'm sure you've probably seen some of the pictures, especially with the younger people, where they were starting to charge their phones overnight. And they were, you know, because they were maybe being told not to use it overnight, they were tucking their phones under their pillows so that their parents wouldn't see them doing that. And again, there's been a number of fires started through that as well. So, you know, it's just being very careful when it comes to charging any appliance.
All that and the careless use of candles as well. The list goes on. Stay sharp. Alan, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you.
Frank, can I just say one last thing as well?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Frank, it's just because we're on Fire Safety Week, we do offer a home fire safety check to anybody in the province who would fall under our people at risk criteria. So again, if people are thinking about fire safety this week, we offer a home fire safety check to anyone who's over 60. And we offer to anyone who has any disability, doesn't matter what age they are, if they have any disability, mobility issue, health condition, we'll offer a free home fire safety check as well. We will fit smoke alarms and give fire safety advice in the home. And all the stuff we have talked about this morning, Frank, we'll cover. So I would ask anybody out there who, if they know an older neighbour, older relative, anybody that falls within that sort of criteria, to go onto our website. You can refer them really simply on our website. And maybe this week, because it's Fire Safety Week, we can maybe get out and really increase our numbers out in the province.
Okay, not a bother. Good invitation being issued there by Alan Walmsley from the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. We're heading towards the news at 10.